I frowned, the back of my anger breaking. I felt nothing in its wake. We sat for a long while as the silence stretched on, and the last of his glow faded to nothingness. Finally, I sighed and lay back on Shiny's cot, my eyes closed. Madding wasn't mortal, I said. That's why your power didn't work for him. Yes, he said. He had control of himself again, his tone emotionless, his diction clipped. I understand that now. Your plan is still a foolish risk. Maybe so, I breathed, drifting toward sleep. But it's not like you can stop me, so you might as well help. He came to the bed and stood over me for so long that I did fall asleep. He could have killed me then. Smother me, hit me, strangle me with his bare hands. He had a whole menu of options. Instead, he picked me up. The movement woke me, though only halfway. I floated in his arms, dreamlike. It felt like it took much longer for him to carry me to my cot than it should have. He was very warm. He laid me down and strapped me back in, leaving the wrist cuff loose so I could free myself. Tomorrow, he said. I roused at the sound of his voice. No. They might start taking my blood again. We should go now. You need to be stronger. Unspoken, the fact that I would be unable to count on his strength. And my power won't come at night, not even to protect you. Oh, I said, feeling stupid. Right. Afternoon would be best. The sun will be unobstructed by the tree then. That may provide some small advantage. I'll do what I can to convince them not to take more of your blood before that. I reached up to touch his face, then trailed my hand down to his shirt and the stiff spot there. You died again tonight. I have died many times in recent days. Date is most fascinated by my ability to resurrect. I frowned. What? But no. I could imagine all too easily what Date had done to him. Searching my hazy memories of the days since Madding's death, I realized this was not the first time Shiny had returned to the room dead, dying, or covered in gore. No wonder there had been no reaction from our captors when I'd blown a hole in him myself. There were so many things I wanted to think about, so many questions unanswered. How had I killed Shiny? I had had no paint that time, not even charcoal. Were Pythia and the others still alive? Madding. My Madding. No, not him. I could not think about him. If my plan succeeded, I would try to get to Nemer, the goddess of stealth. She would help us. I would see Madding's killers stopped if it was the last thing I did. Wake me in the afternoon, then, I said, and closed my eyes.